Officially, are we taking time or 51% of the way through the Steve Groover Show here on this Friday morning. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. Of course, if you want to bug Steve, even though he's not here, has some much deserved time off. But if you still want to bug him, hit him up on social media. He is at Steve Groover Show on Twitter and Facebook, and you can get all the clips from the show and a bunch of other stuff at stevegroover.com. And there's also the Steve Groover Show app. Be sure to check it out. Just got done talking with Jimmy Green of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, an association, if you will, in the state, much like many industries have associations. And joining us now to talk about something that could benefit those associations and many more people is Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for joining us.
Jeff, good to be with you. It's a surprise how Steve, as he's away, it seems like during the summer quite a bit, he comes up with great co-hosts to take over. So good to talk to you this morning.
Oh, well, pleasure. Very, very thankful for you to say that, sir. And I'll make sure to get a clip of that, what you just said, and send that over to Steve, make sure he knows that. So,
hey, just send me the royalties.
There you go. So we got some good news coming out of Washington, some good proposals that are really going to help some people that you joined some of your colleagues in introducing, and it's essentially the Association Health Plans Act of 2021, basically making it easier to expand healthcare options, lower costs for small business and association plans. And I mean, at a time like this, I mean, this seems like a no-brainer. What's been the response?
Yeah, it's unbelievable how some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle oppose this, and they oppose it for one reason, because unions, who in this state, it's a wonderful setting that we have, that you have a choice. You can join a union if you want to, and there are plenty of good things that unions have done over the years and have expanded opportunities for employees, benefits, wages, working conditions, all of that. And so there always ought to be that opportunity to join a union. But if you don't want to in this state, you also have the right to choose not to do that. And there are businesses that are union employee controlled, I guess you would say, and there are others that do it without unions. And all they're wanting to do is be able to join together for an economy of scale to get the numbers up necessary to have a viable health plan, insurance policy, benefit policy for their employees. You can't do it with, say, a small machine shop with 15 people. The numbers just don't work. But if you can take an association of plumbers, or you can take an association of machinists, and you can draw together the numbers by joining other entities, you can get a good plan. And that's all we're asking you to do. We want to make sure that people have benefits, not just if they're in the union, not just if they're in a large corporation, but we want to make sure that it's done in a way that it makes sense, and insurance companies can join with these associations and provide common sense coverage that really takes care of people and their families. That's all we're doing. And so this bill, I've introduced several times, joined with some former members who are no longer there, and I've taken the bill and moved on with it. We have colleagues that have joined me, and hopefully this time we can get the pressure building that we can get it passed and signed into law.
One of the interesting things, and it's a little bit ironic, is that the opposition from your colleagues on the other side of the aisle is over the desires and the wants of their union supporters, when in fact, as you just described, it's the genesis of all of this is for people to come together, to organize in a certain way, to provide better benefits to folks who are working. So I mean, in a way, it's supporting the workers, and it's allowing everybody to come together. And they're actually, in a way, forming some sort of union to provide these benefits to their workers. So I find it a little ironic that they're opposed to it.
I mean, you would think that this is what the union leaders, and again, we're talking of union rank and file, who have not, have gone away from their leadership. We saw that in the last election, that the huge, huge number of union membership, whether UAW, AFL, Teamsters, plumbers, pipe fitters, electricians, they supported Trump, and they supported because he was seen to be working for them. And this is doing what unions, I think, instructed us needed to be done. This is a good impact of unions in that they did things for their employees that developed better benefits, better security for their job, better working conditions, et cetera. And now, in order to compete, small businesses have to do some of the same things that unions have brought into play, good things that they brought into play. And so I would have hoped that unions over the course of time would have said, we want to get to a point where you really don't need us, that business and industry understand that to take care of their workers is a good thing. And now in a day and age where small businesses especially are having a hard time getting workers because the government is competing with the businesses today by supplying unemployment compensation,
right?
That's keeping people from going back to work. You'd think that you'd want to have individual people with benefits that they can get from small business as well as large corporations that are union workshops. That we've achieved something as unions to get now the standard of practice is that you have a insurance plan that benefits you, that rivals anything that was put in place for major business before. You can have a small business too. So, you know, I think that's why a lot of union rank and file are walking away from their leadership and saying, you don't represent us anymore. And when we've seen the corruption that's gone on and the union officials that have gone to prison in recent days, I think that's a further evidence that my Democrat colleagues have to start listening to the people they say they represent. And really speaking for workers, I mean, that's what makes this economy go. You know that as well as I do. That's what makes it go. The work of this country produces the greatness of this country, the standard of living, and everything else. And so this association health plan is just that. We're not saying you can't have a union shop and that you don't get benefits from union. We're just saying if you're not in one, here's a way to get those same benefits.
Well, yeah, and it's just another tool in order to help us kind of boost some people up as we reopen, as we come out of these restrictions, and yeah. It just makes sense. So, Congressman, always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. Great to have you on the program. Are you home right now? When are you heading back to Washington? What's the deal?
Yeah, we're home. Came home yesterday afternoon from D.C. and have full. A spate of events today that I'll be in. Then we start our first county fair on Sunday with a fair parade for the Lenawee County Fair. And so the season is beginning. We're looking forward to being with the people. Then we go back to Washington next week, and hopefully we'll accomplish some good things for the people.
Very good. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Congressman Tim Walberg, Michigan 7th Congressional District, working hard for all of us here. Jeff Wiggins, working hard for you, filling in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that your vehicle's so-called factory rust-free warranty may be void just because you live in Michigan? Here at Linex of Lansing, we use a custom-tailored process to fight Michigan's unique type of corrosion, which is caused by the calcium and magnesium chloride used to pre-treat the roads before a winter storm. These chemicals are 10 times more corrosive than salt, making the potential for rust damage that much worse on your vehicle. At Linex of Lansing, the painstakingly thorough process that we use is also used to protect many state highway trucks that actually apply the corrosive calcium and magnesium chloride to the roads. Plus, we carry a lifetime warranty on qualifying vehicles. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your complete underbody protection specialists. So do it right the first time. Protect your vehicle with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing. 517-394-1222.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.